Film stars and models all seem to follow a similar bodily ideal and are touted as some of the sexiest, most attractive people on the planet. So you'd be forgiven for thinking that attractiveness was all about physical looks. But according to Peter Heskell, author of Flirt Coach's Secrets of Attraction, physicality is important, but it's only part of a much bigger picture.
If you look around at most of the couples that you see in the world, you will rarely find what is considered, let's call, a Brad Pitt Class A type of man. You will rarely find that type of man with somebody who's short and fat and dumpy and does a particular job, because it just isn't a match for him. Because he's a certain level of attraction, and I don't want to put people in classes of attraction, but we all accept the fact that there are some people who fit this norm we consider very attractive, like Brad Pitt and various other people. I'm talking men because I'm a woman. You can make up your own examples. When we sort of think about somebody like him, he's going to find somebody who's on a level with him, and you look around, see couples are more or less evenly matched. Now, how do we define this thing, attractiveness, in a physical way? It's something to do with way back when people were looking for particular qualities. For example, the reason men like women with curves is because there's a certain waist to hip ratio, which was deemed to be the most fertile, if you wish, for giving birth. So a certain shape, maybe big breasts, meant that there would be a lot of milk. These things were linked with various ideas, and therefore we sorted for those things. So a man with muscles, and a man in the old days, it would have been a man who could hunt down a lot of buffalo, for example, and that would mean that this was a good provider. So now we've translated it into muscles, which is strength. Again, good provider, which was the hunting ability, could now be the ability to earn a big salary. So you see what I mean? That's what women are looking for in men. Men are looking for women who are going to produce strong babies in terms of primitive programming. So in a way, there is a seriously powerful programming that's in us to look for a particular physical type. And it has become very much enlarged in terms of the things that we sought for based on how we've shifted, as I said, from being, you know, catching buffalo to having a lot of money. These things have been translated into more modern terms. So things that we look for will always translate back to some kind of ancient primitive programming. So we've got that physical stuff and we have to accept it. And of course, we have a lot of people now going out and having plastic surgery and making all kinds of shifts in their bodies. And, you know, if that makes them feel more attractive, then maybe it's a good thing. There are people who've had it done and said, you know, when I had my nose altered, everything changed. But there are other people who have these things done and still don't feel satisfied. Now they want more, and then they're going to have their feet done and their toes done and their hair done and their fingernails done, and they're going to have transplants in their bottom, and then it gets more and more and more until they become obsessed, thinking that they will never be beautiful enough. There's the danger of the body beautiful, the perfection. But there are so many other things that make up attraction. Of course, the body shape for you, that's, again, it's a match and fit thing. If the person matches and fits you. If you're 4 foot high, then you're probably not going to be looking for somebody who's 6 foot. If you're a 6 foot woman, you'll probably sort for men who are taller. And there are cases when this doesn't happen, when shorter men marry taller women, but they are more rare. People tend to sort for something that fits them. As you say, it may be that there are thin men who like really, what should we say, cuddly, plump women. Everybody has something that they find attractive. So yes, the body is important, but where we fall down is when we believe that we can create our body into a stereotypical perfect attraction type of thing, a la Brad Pitt, and that we will have far more people attracted to us. What we need to do is to make the most of our body, to do what we can. Some people are going to be more miserable worrying about every ounce of food that they eat, and therefore come across as less pleasant to be with, than somebody who maybe just doesn't worry about it and does get a bit plump. But again, it's all very individual. So I think we spend far too much time really, really emphasising the physical, and not enough time on developing the spiritual. And it would be nice if we could learn more of that stuff in schools.
So if the physical part of it isn't that important, and I don't have to be the female equivalent of Brad Pitt for people to find me attractive, what do I still have to do with my body, though, that will ensure that I am as attractive as I can be?
Right, that's a very, very good question, because something that makes an incredible difference in the way people perceive you is your posture. This is not about pull up your shoulders. These things are all important. But one of the things I've noticed is that from doing Qigong, for example, where you have to be very precise about where you move your hands, you have to pay attention to the alignment of your feet and your shoulders, that for me, that has changed my posture an enormous amount. So when people learn to work with their body and it becomes more symmetrical, they're more balanced, that they tend to shift down and become more earthed at times, in a way, they have this energetic sense about them. I can't describe it really other than to say that they move through the world in a way that is very appealing. And when you can do things like that, noticing whether you're hunching over all the time, notice whether you wave your hands around in the air and fly around when you're talking to people, or do you just sometimes sit there too much in your chair and just don't get out of it? So looking at the energy that you have and the difference between you and other people, noticing how you might need to change your energy a little bit or add a bit more of one or the other into it. So you can, in a way, shift your body to give out a more balanced appearance to people.
That's Peter Heskell. Her book, Flirt Coach's Secrets of Attraction, is published by Element.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.